from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Big deal. You have a lot of players.
So, I can see them winning this game. I can see them losing this game.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee. 100 times? More. 200 times? More. 500 times?
Probably.
They fell in love.
You got it!
I got a wall.
What's going on?
Oh, thank you.
I love that. That's the lowest voice ever.
Well done.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. He's the long last Oak Ridge boy.
Sounds like he's snoring.
Yeah.
Unwelcome sight in the neighborhood. A developer is being greedy. There's a hole in the sky where just, a tree once stood.
I'm just up here DJing. Sorry.
Yeah. Just throwing it out there.
Well, I really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Bye. What was the remember that Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? They had that one guy that would be like, Carmen Sandiego.
Where in the world is
Carmen Sandiego?
Rockapella.
Come on.
I wonder what those guys are up to.
Didn't somebody from the Oak Ridge Boys just die?
I don't know. Are they?
I thought I read that.
I'm assuming they're coming to a Spirit Mountain casino near you. I mean, the Oak Ridge Boys have been around a long
time. Yeah, Gary McSpadden died.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Was he the guy that was...
I'm not sure if he was the...
Bop, bop.
That was a great song. I used to love that song.
Did you like that one?
Oh, my God.
Elvira?
Yeah.
I always liked... my dad listened to like stuff like the Oak Ridge Boys growing up, and so I always liked the Y'all Come Back Saloon was always my favorite Oak Ridge Boys tune.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's... I don't know if that's necessarily a deep cut, but it's not the... It's not one of like the three Oak Ridge Boys songs that like anyone knows.
Yeah, the deep voice guy was Richard Sturban.
Was that the guy with the beard? Maybe. I hope so. There was one guy with like a ZZ Top beard, and I want him to be the deep voice guy.
I don't know.
The Oak Ridge Boys. I'll tell you what. If the Oak Ridge Boys came back around, if they were playing like at A&A, you might get me in to go see the Oak Ridge Boys. anyways.
I'd have to have a bunch of drinks, but I'd go.
Sure. I went and saw Creed, for God's sakes. You can get me up to A&A on the promise of a Michael Jordan steakhouse and a cheesy concert. Because if I saw Scott Stapp, I sure as hell can see the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah, so I, you know, Netflix does a pretty good job of promoting its newest material.
Yeah, kind of. Because, you know, you click on it, it's like, here it is.
Yeah, and they hit you hard with it. Yeah. And they got the little preview on there. So they do a good job of getting you to click on something.
Yeah.
And watch it. And the latest thing they put on there, well, not the latest, but one of the latest, was the Joe Rogan stand-up bit.
Yeah, it was like his first live stand-up in a while or something.
Yeah, I watched it, and I got through all of it. And he is better stand-up than I thought.
I have listened to Joe Rogan stand-up over the years from time to time. I turned it on at dinner, and I made it through about 15, 20 minutes. And to be honest with you, like, my meal was done at that point, and I never went back
look,
to it.
Look, it was fine, but I just wasn't expecting much.
Mm-hmm. No, he's a good stand-up comic.
He's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, he is a real stand-up comic. I kind of feel like he's... Joe Rogan's got his hands in a lot of different things.
Yes.
And if you said... What is he best known for? Certainly not stand-up comedy.
No, but that's where he got his start.
But I would say that I would be skeptical that he was even remotely a decent or professional stand-up comic.
Oh.
I think some people just do it because they're famous. Mm-hmm. But he is a real stand-up comic.
No, Rogan, if because I used to listen to him, and it's just it's gotten a bit much for me. But I used to listen to a podcast a while back. And but I remember him coming up, like, news radio was where I first saw him, and he got his start. He got his start in entertainment, doing stand-up comedy. He is an old school stand-up comic, and then he branched out into acting and the Fear Factor and the UFC stuff and all that. And
so
he's led a very interesting life.
So he did his special, and yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
but I couldn't help but notice when he first walked out how short he was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just never had that context before. He is tiny. Mm-hmm. So I looked him up, and they have him listed at 5'7".
So it means he's probably 5'5".
He sure seems shorter.
Yeah. Well, anytime you're listed at 5'7", you know that they're squeezing an inch or two in. So, yeah, let's say 5'6", 5'5". He's a little fella.
But then I looked at who else is 5'7".
Mm-hmm.
And some of these are surprising. Like Tom Cruise, 5'7".
Little guy.
He's short.
Yes. And so, again, he's probably...
I think that's generous.
He's not 5'7".
So Joe Rogan is the same size as Tom Cruise.
Yes.
If that gives you any perspective.
Yes.
Also 5'7", Jeff Bezos.
Oh, really?
Did you know he was that short?
I had no idea.
He doesn't seem short.
He's ripped now.
He does not strike me as particularly short.
But when he was a book nerd, I bet he seemed shorter.
Also 5'7", the great Bob Marley. Didn't know he was that short.
Didn't know that either.
Little guy?
I can see that.
Little tiny guy?
Yeah. I can see him being I could see him being small. But again, I wouldn't necessarily think... Like, if you ask me, what do I think of Bob Marley's physical stature? The first thing that comes to mind is not small. It's like Kevin Hart.
If I would say, how tall do you think Bob Marley was? I'd say 6'1". I don't know why I would say that.
Most people, I just assume 5'10", 5'11". I mean, I always think of that being average, then you realize that's not average at all.
Also 5'7", on the list of 5'7s.
Mm-hmm.
And this one surprised me, too. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Really?
Because doesn't she seem tall?
She seems tall. Although 5'7 for a woman is...
It's not that short.
It's not that short.
But I thought she's like she seems like...
I am with you. Like,
who's the woman that hosts the game show? Funny, tall.
Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch. She seems Jane Lynch height.
It's funny because, again, I have not thought about any of this, but you're right in that Jamie Lee Curtis to me, like I saw her in that movie True Lies with Schwarzenegger, and she did not seem dwarfed by Arnold. I, too, would have guessed that Jamie Lee Curtis closer to a 5'10 than 5'7". Like, I remember once I was at a Blazer game, and I ran into Eva Longoria, and literally I ran into her.
Oh, dude. She's like 3 foot tall.
I was shocked.
She's shockingly small.
I bumped into her, and I was like, oh, my God, I thought I ran over a little kid, and it turned out I ran over Tony Parker's wife.
Also 5'7", George Lucas.
Really?
Tiny.
No idea.
He seems big and fat.
Yeah, and he's got the big beard and the pompadour going on. Really, Star Wars boy.
Yeah.
Is that short?
He's that short.
Huh. No idea. You know who I've seen in person that might be the shortest male celebrity I've ever seen? I saw Danny DeVito in person.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I don't...
Isn't he like...
It is.
He's shorter than you even think.
It is. You want to talk about shocking? But I saw him why can't I think of the ski resort in Utah?
Park City.
He was in Park City, and it was otherworldly. I don't know if he's 5 feet, to be honest with you.
No, I don't think he's 5 feet.
Dude, it was like, whoa.
But doesn't he have like some sort of...
He must.
Condition, I mean, or something?
He is.
Like, he's not...
He is very, very, very small. Very small. Also, that I've stood next to, backstage, I was tending bar. A friend of mine was one of his tour managers, and I was tending bar after one of his shows. They had a little crew party, and alarming. 5'3", maybe, Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Small. I'm reading... that Danny DeVito has something called Fairbanks disease, which is a rare genetic disorder that affects bone growth.
Oh. So, yeah, he's... Look at how tall is Bruno Mars? Because that was... I'm not saying he was Danny DeVito, but, you know, you meet people that are short. Bruno Mars, when he came out... And Bruno Mars was, like, in, like, a chunky heel boot, and it was...
It says 5'5".
Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah, that dude.
So it probably is 5'3".
They've got DeVito at 4'10".
Okay. So DeVito, yeah, it's...
You might be honest about it.
Which means 4'7".
Stallone also very...
Yeah, he's short.
Stallone short. Because we would do security up in this place. There was a bar up in Park City. And for, like, the film festival, some of the celebrities would come in there. And we just stood at the VIP ropes, and they would walk by us. So you got to stand side by side. Stallone is really, really short. Like, it's... And he's buff, but he's not... He's not big. He's like, he's like all sinewy, but he is a very, very small man. Cause I used to, like, in my mind, he was like Rambo, and Rambo is like jacked. And I know he's jacked, but he looks like a gymnast. He's all, it's just, it was weird. Stallone was another one of those very, very strange guys to see in person.
No, on the flip side, 6'4". So this is like, Conan O'Brien, you know he's tall.
I think he's like 6'5", 6'6".
He's 6'4". He's listed as 6'4".
Yeah.
So it's Conan O'Brien, guys like Jason Momoa, Snoop. Those guys are all tall.
Yeah.
Right? Also 6'4", Anthony Bourdain.
Really?
Yeah. He was tall.
No idea.
Very tall.
I don't think of him as tall.
He doesn't seem it.
No, he seems like a normal height guy.
John Wayne, 6'4".
Get right the hell out of town.
Yeah.
See, it's funny. I've watched a lot of John Wayne movies. If you asked me, John Wayne 6'4 or 5'7", closer to, I would have said closer to 5'7". Because every actor is tiny. Especially back in the olden days. People were just small.
Yeah, he was 6'4".
Wasn't he a USC football player, John Wayne?
I think he might
have.
I think so. But, I mean, if you were 6'4 in, like, 1932, that's like being 11 feet tall today. John Wayne was basically a giant.
You know how tall Barron Trump is now?
That son of a
Have
gun.
Have you seen the latest pictures of him?
Dude,
he sprouted like a weed.
Yes.
Enormous.
He's 6'9".
Is he really?
Shut up.
He is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he towers over Trump.
Trump's tall, but have you seen him next to Trump?
Yeah,
I've seen him sitting next to each other recently, but not standing.
Yeah, I think Trump's like 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah.
He dwarfs Trump.
Well, and Trump wears lifts. So, just, I mean, when he got pulled off the stage, they came out of his shoes. And he was like he was gathering up. People were like, why is he trying to grab his shoes? Dude, he wears lifts. Like, you can see it. Like, he's a tall guy, but my man wears lifts. He wears, like, the big shoulder pads in his suits. He wants to be as big and imposing as possible, even though he's a pretty big guy. But yeah, there's a photo of him standing next to his kid. His kid dwarfs him. And then I don't know if it's true or not. Of course, there's just the rumor that he doesn't want to get his photo taken by his son because his son makes him look so small. There was a great one. By the way,
Barron's only 18.
Yeah.
Still growing.
It's not funny because obviously the attempt was just disgusting. And some of the stuff that came out was really, really ugly and crude. But I did see one that kind of made me chuckle a little bit. Especially, you know, he's okay. No one was, you know, Trump didn't get really hurt. There was one of Barron standing there in a suit. You know, he's a rich guy, the billionaire's kid or whatever. And someone put, dude, this kid was literally 1 inch away from being Batman. And I was like, all right, that one got me. This is Batman's parents, the origin story, the rich kid. He's giant and imposing. That was the only one of those that kind of got me, like, with a little bit of a smirk. I was like, oh gosh.
Also 6'4", Stephen King.
Really?
Did you know he was that tall?
No idea. Someone's saying Clint Eastwood? Is Clint Eastwood tall?
6'4", yeah. The only reason I know that is I've met him. He's my close personal friend.
Tim Robbins is 6'5".
Yeah, he's big.
Vince Vaughn's a big guy. I know that. Vince Vaughn's pretty tall.
He's super tall.
Yeah.
Kenny Loggins, I told you that when we saw him. He's 6'4".
Yeah. You just assume that all celebrities... There was a country singer that that came through the Wolf once that was enormous. Trace Adkins was a huge human being.
Didn't he? I think he might have played football like Oklahoma or something like that.
Oh, man. I just remember he came through the Wolf. You know, he wasn't that big of an artist. They were doing like they play in the back room for you. Dude, that guy in cowboy boots and the hat is one of the... I turned a corner and was like, what in the hell? Because he's not like tall and skinny either. That's just a massive human being. Boots and the hat, it's like Mario Lemieux on ice skates. You just like, you lord over people.
And also 6'4", Bill O'Reilly.
Oh.
Doing it live.
I can
kind of
see that. Bill kind of seems like kind of a strapping guy.
Yeah, he's a big, tall guy.
Yeah.
And there is celebrity height talk. Joe Rogan's really short, and he's got long ape arms. It's very strange. He's a strange-looking man.
Well, and he's all...
And he's very bloated and...
Yeah, well, he's all on the HGH
red-faced
and all that stuff. But I'll tell you what, watching that dude, he, like, does workout videos, like, where he kicks bags and stuff. Dude,
He's kind of like Jay Glazer.
Yeah. I feel like Joe Rogan, if he needed to, I feel like Joe Rogan could seriously beat the living you-know-what out of someone. I don't think that guy is cookie dough soft. I wouldn't want to get kicked by that guy.
All right, who lives longer, hots or uglies?
We know the answer to that.
The study is in. It's done. Next on The Fan. Yes, the Mariners are throwing a position player on the mound. Oh, it's over?
It's over. 15-1.
So the guy...
It's over!
The position player did better than George Kirby.
Yeah, did you see that his first pitch was a tasty 46 miles an hour?
No way.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Leo Rivas.
Rookie Leo Rivas.
Utility shortstop, number 76.
His average pitch was 48 miles an hour, and he was throwing, he said, quote, sliders.
What a gas can.
That happened the other day. You were gone. Me and Buck were watching when we were doing a show, and someone came in and was doing that. Literally just, it was a position player, and they weren't...
Throwing like ephuses?
Yeah, they weren't trying to pitch. They were just literally lobbing it up.
Yeah, they're lobbing.
Yeah, the Mets were playing someone, and they were bludgeoning them, and they were doing that. I mean, it makes sense. Like, you're not going to go up there and try to pitch. You might as well just, you know, throw something weird and hope someone overswings.
Yeah, the slower it is, the harder it is for them to hit it.
Yeah,
you throw them 75, they're going to freaking put it on the moon.
Yeah, you just kind of get up there and, again, throw them some 46-mile-an-hour cheese.
Well, this is unfair to all you uglies, but the study is in. The results are in.
Yeah, the uglies die sooner, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Less attractive people live shorter lives than those deemed better looking.
Yeah.
A new study has found.
I'm being dead serious on this. Is there any area where ugly people do better than beautiful people?
Ooh.
It just can't be.
That's a good question.
Because we know in business it's not true. Attractive people make more money.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, they get promoted faster. I just don't think there's a place where the uggos are are better off than the beautiful. Yeah, fine.
Better off? I mean, I can think of some areas where maybe it doesn't matter, but like it doesn't matter what you look like.
No, I'm saying where there's it's like
but
this.
Where they're better off.
Yeah. So you're saying here the beautiful people live longer than the uggos.
Yeah.
So find me a category where the uggos, statistically speaking, do better than the beautiful people. I don't think it exists. The world is not fair. You ever been around a really good looking person? It's depressing.
Every day.
Everything ends up better for them. Everything. And by the way, if you're like, well, that never happens to me, I hate to burst your bubble. You're not that good looking. Because if you really are attractive, good things happen to you. People go out of their way to do things for you, to be nice to you, because you're beautiful. And the hot women, oh my God. If you're really a hot, Dude, the world is your oyster. You are Godzilla, and the rest of us are just fleeing Japanese.
Well, that's why some of them are kind of, you know...
terrible people.
Well, I don't know about terrible people.
Oh, just they're terrible people.
Come across as airheads or kind of ditzy because they don't really have to know anything. They just, everything...
There's nothing worse than the hot girl that thinks that the world is like this nice place, and they're like, oh, yeah, I go to Europe, and people just give me tours, and... You know, everyone is so nice, and they give me free rides around on their scooter. And, you know, I was at the tire store. I literally once had someone tell me they went to the tire store, and they were like, yeah, I had to get my tires rotated, and they said the two of my tires are bald, and they just gave me the two tires. I was like, oh, my God, I want to slap you.
Was it some hot chick?
Yeah, like full on smoking hot. Well, we know this. We know this. It was someone that worked with us.
Oh.
Who, by the way, didn't need the free tires. She got free tires on her BMW. Some dude down at a tire store is like, these tires need to be, I'll just give you these tires.
Wait, they just give them tires?
Apparently.
I knew it was good to be hot, but not that good.
Apparently it
I
is.
I want free tires.
Exactly. You know who's never gone into a store to buy tires and was like, you know what, this one's on us?
A dude.
A dude. It's never happened in the history of the world. It happened to someone that we both know.
Yeah, I'm trying to... I gotta keep thinking about that. There's gotta be something.
I'm waiting to hear it.
Well, I'm thinking. Takes me a while. Yep. Ugly men live nearly a year less on average than those who are considered good looking. And unattractive women die on average 2 years earlier than those who are more blessed in the looks department, according to a U.S. study published in the Social Science and Medicine. Or published in Social Science and Medicine.
I would love to do this. And I'm dead serious. Let's go to a busy corner in Portland. We'll go to, you know, whatever. We'll go down into the Pearl District somewhere, right? We'll go down in the Pearl. And you give me a hot. And I mean a hot. We gotta dial this up. I want a solid 9. And not a Portland 9 either. I want like a well-rounded 9, right?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. We know. And then I want you to give me, let's not go with a 0, right? But can we take like a 2, 2.5? And we have them lay down on the corner and start like moaning, grabbing a leg, something. Some sort of obvious sign of distress. And let's film the response of the passersby and the aid that is rendered and offered to the 9 versus the 2. You want to know why people live longer when they're hot? That right there. That girl could break a heel and be like, oh my gosh, my heel. And dudes will parachute. They will zip line down from the rafters of a building across the street. Like, baby, you need any help? Dude, that uggo could be laying there with an exposed bone in her leg. And people will step over her to get where they're going. And that's just the way it works.
Well, I mean, look,
you're like,
save the money. We don't, I mean, that's obvious. We don't need to do that piece of research. We all know that that's how that
but
would work.
But it would be alarming
and
to see.
That's universal.
Yes.
This research took, so it was a long-running study. They tracked more than 8,000 Wisconsin high school students from 1957 to their old age or death in 2022.
That is an impressive study.
Yeah. Alongside a lifetime of health data, researchers also collected yearbook photos and tasked independent arbiters to rate their attractiveness. Then they were ranked into 6 categories from most to least attractive, and they compared the deaths that occurred in the group up to 2022 and found almost half of the samples passed away by the end of the follow-up period.
Yeah. Well, and some of this, too, is like... some of this might be a little bit skewed because, again, I'm going to tread carefully here. Look, we've all battled the battle of the waistline from time to time, but people that are in better shape, that are healthier, are viewed as more attractive, and I assume that those people are just naturally healthier than people that are obese and overweight. So some of that might even like be, you throw that in there.
I think what they're looking at here is the idea that is attractiveness, does it somehow convey some sort of underlying better health?
Well, again, that goes back to if you meet someone and they just they're tired, they're ragged, they look like crap. You know, look, a lot of times that's an unhealthy person, right? It's not just a matter of they were born ugly or attractive. Life has worn them down. We've all seen that person. You look at them, you're like, ooh, that's a Life's been hard. We all know that look. And then throw in the fact that the Hots probably have better jobs, better healthcare, people, you know, more likely people around them, better social groups.
I mean, I think about it too. It's true. Like, if you took the same person, male or female, and just had them at their unhealthiest, but then at their healthiest, they could be. There are a lot of people that are just hot.
Yes,
they're just good looking.
Yeah,
but there are also other people that fall into this category of.
It depends on
if they're in good shape.
Yep.
They're hot.
Yeah,
but then if they're frumpy and fat and tired and stressed, they're not hot.
Yeah.
So maybe that's just it right there. Like, I would like to know. You know, I think I don't know. I think that's a part of the study that might be flawed.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm going with this. Is that for most of us, the shape we're in and the care that we take makes a dramatic impact on how we look.
So I think dramatic. You need to study the super hots. Like, they're just like, whoa, you're stunning.
And that's what I'm saying here. Someone said in the Vancouver Vortex line, Suk saying Portland hots aren't hots. My taste is very bougie. Okay, first off, no one is saying that the Portland hots aren't hot.
But a 9 here is different than a 9 in Miami.
For sure.
Like, that's not even
different. It's not even close.
Dude, go around.
Sorry, ladies.
If you think that Portland.
And I'm sure they say the same about dudes here.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean there aren't attractive people here. Dude, there are, but it's different places.
I remember we were down at Pad 12 Media Day and a number of years ago, and they were doing it at the, right across the street from the, was it the Chinese Man Theater? Remember that?
Yeah, it was the the famous Nokia Theater?
Yeah.
Nokia. Nokia.
And they had all the servers that were there serving us, male and female. I swear to God, every one of those people was the best looking person you've ever seen. And it was just a series of hot, ripped dudes and smoking hot gals that were all like just like waiters in LA. Because they're all there trying to be famous.
A model, an actor, a dancer.
No offense, but you don't go to Portland and the waiters and waitresses don't look like that. Go to Miami. Well, go to Spain sometime and walk around. And you're like, oh my God.
Well, all you need to do, it's not really, this is kind of our point about attractiveness. It's not really even necessarily the looks of people. It's sometimes just the weather.
Yeah.
Go to sunny places.
They're where better looking people.
They're way better looking because they're more active.
Yes.
Because they can get out. In the winter here, we're stuck in a hole.
Well, and there's
for 6 months.
And there's an expectation that if you want to compete,
we're all
in
white.
San Diego or in LA,
we're all pasty.
You can't hide it, man. And so, like, there's a pressure to keep up with the Joneses.
It's like the old college thing where, well, I went to college in a place that had multiple, you had all the seasons, right? So in the winter term,
pack 'em on.
You'd have no hots in your classes.
Yeah.
And then you'd go to the same class in the spring, you'd be like, who are all these hots? Yep. Where'd they come from? They're the same girls.
Yep.
They just now have a tan, they've done their hair, and they're not
bundled up in their hoodies.
And they're wearing a sundress.
So now you go to Los Angeles, you go to Miami, and guess what? You eliminate those bad seasons. And the hots flock to those places.
In springtime, I was down in Santa Barbara with my family. It was jarring how many beautiful people were around. Yeah. I'm like, you don't go to some of those places for long enough, and you kind of forget because you get used to your own surroundings, and then you're like, whoa, it feels like a different world down here.
Scottsdale, my friend, Scottsdale.
A lot of plastic there, too.
The hots, like, migrate from around the world. Like, there's just, it's the hots go, and then the rich dudes go, and that brings, I'm not sure, the chicken and the egg thing. Which comes first, the rich bros or the hots? Do the rich bros move in and then the hots come, or do the rich bros just move where the hots are?
I think rich bros first follow with hot with the hots following the money.
Agreed.
But
that's what I think.
Because otherwise, if people were...
The hots smell that stuff.
The hots don't just show up in Arizona by themselves, I don't think.
No, like they're following the dough.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was wondering, because where you have one, where you have rich dudes, you got hots. And vice versa, but one has to come first. I'm glad.
No.
I'm glad.
If there are rich dudes, this is a good question. Who would find the other faster? Ooh. Hots for rich dudes or rich dudes for hots? Like, I feel like...
Boy, that's good.
I feel like the hots would find the rich dudes faster.
I agree.
Yeah. Dude, we go down to Arizona every year for the Barrett-Jackson car auction, which is just... You ever want to just see the most ridiculous amount of just F you wealth? Like, you know, let's go down here and buy a million-dollar car from the 1960s that I'll never drive. They bus in hots from all over the country. They flock.
Bunch of hookers?
Bartenders.
Is that what they call them these days?
Everywhere you go at Barrett Jackson, like every 10 feet, there's a bar, and every bartender is an absolute smoke show, and none of them are from Arizona. They're there for Barrett Jackson. And you're right. The hots know. Like, that's where rich dudes with money, and they show up.
They'll be there.
You're right. They will find a way. They adapt and overcome. They will find their way to Scottsdale. And if you move that car auction with those rich guys to New Mexico, if you move it to Albuquerque, guess where the hots are going? Albuquerque.
See, I think men are lazy, and the rich men wouldn't look quite as hard for the hots because they'll just take what's, like, we're convenient oriented.
Yeah.
We'll just take, oh, you're hot for this room.
Yeah.
I mean, men don't seek out the hottest. Well, some men do, but you know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, we're just going to
lazy.
Yeah. We'll
Tiger Woods was settling for the Perkins waitress.
Yeah. We'll take the best of the lot in this area. Whereas the hots, they no stone will be left unturned.
No.
They will find you.
Trust me. Some of the bartenders I saw at Barrett Jackson, like, they weren't settling for the best that Truth or Consequences New Mexico had to offer. They're moving to greener pastures. And those greener pastures involved some dude buying a $500,000 car.
Somebody said they went to Denmark. Never have I felt so short and ugly.
Yeah.
Everyone's tall and blonde. Yeah. Maybe we found the walk of life where the uglies have it better than the hots. STDs.
Oh.
How about that?
Less risk because you're not getting any?
I guess. But you're not living as long, though, so it's not killing you.
Well, I regret to inform you, hots live longer than uglies. The new study claims.
We all know I'm dying early, so whatever.
Okay, the next study I have is about gym grunters.
Oh, boy.
Are you a gym grunter?
Nah, not really.
Not really?
You do make some sort of noise, but no, I would not be considered a gym grunter. I make a different noise than you. I make kind of a yip.
You go, yip. What do you mean? What? Let's hear it. Lift a weight. What does it sound like?
Like a
If I was only lifting something very heavy, if I'm just normally lifting, no. But if I'm doing like the last set, you're going to get, like, Buck's got it. You're going to get one of these. That's mine. Almost like I'm doing a hut one almost. But I make a concerted effort to not grunt and make a scene of it.
Oh, you do? You don't want to be grunt guy?
Oh, God, no.
You don't like Chuck's balls.
That is the most embarrassing.
You don't like grunt guy?
It is the most embarrassing thing to me that you could do in a gym.
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
If you take off your shirt at a public gym or you're a grunter, just know everyone in that gym thinks you are a douche face.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
But to an extent, if you're lifting something heavy, you are going to make some sort of noise, but you can control the noise you make. So I do a Cam Newton, like a hit.
Okay, gym grunters, more or less attractive? We will find out next. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, I don't frequent a gym, but if I did, I would grunt loudly like a tennis player.
I don't think you would.
Why?
I'd like to see that, though. I know this in no way is a shot because you don't care. I just can't imagine you lifting weights.
I used to. There was one time in my life where I got super in shape.
Yeah.
In Kansas City after college, I was slinging drinks, and I did have a personal trainer. I was ripped.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A little six pack going?
Yeah, man.
Some chesticles?
That's right.
Yeah, I just have a hard time picturing Rob like walking into like the Crunch Fitness. Like,
but you put his little wrist straps on and everything.
He's got a tank top and a headband. Let's go.
Deep V.
Here's what I can tell you. It was miserable. I hated going to that.
Did you really?
Stupid. Yes.
No.
It's so monotonous and boring and stupid.
It's one of the best.
I'm like,
parts
what am I doing?
It's one of the best parts of my day.
I had a phenomenal time at the gym today.
What'd you do at the gym today?
I did the Stairmaster for a while.
Nice.
And then I did 120 flights of stairs. I then swam laps.
Oh, my God. You're like 75 years old.
I then jumped in the hot tub.
Yes.
Followed by some stretching and the sauna and a nice cold shower.
Oh, hell yeah. They call that the Jewish triathlon.
I nailed it, I think. Mazel tov to me.
Stairmaster in a sauna. Yeah. Let's go.
And the lap swimming. Don't
and
forget
the
lap swimming.
Don't
did you
forget
grunt
about that.
During any of it?
I think that sometimes I do the loud exhale when I'm like, when my heart rate's way up, like,
we got a couple grunters at the gym I go to.
Well, look,
we've got some grunters.
Okay. So I get it. You're lifting a lot of weights and sometimes, you know, you grunt.
You don't.
Or maybe do you slip out a little oopsie fart? Have you ever done that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And do you look around and.
Well, the problem is like. You always have headphones on, so you're never certain like how loud it was. You just know that you farted, but everyone else has headphones in, so chances are you're okay.
No one's listening. Yeah.
But once in a while, like if you forget your headphones, you can hear someone absolutely rip ass. And because
that's great.
Almost everyone, and so you realize the person probably doesn't even realize how loud that was. Yeah, it happens.
So I gotta get to this real quick here. A recent study of more than 300 UK residents found that male grunting diminishes perceptions of masculinity and both physical and social attractiveness.
Really?
Yeah, they don't like it.
Wow.
Though it does apparently enhance perception of social dominance.
Oh, for God's sake.
Which for some men is probably part of the point.
Yeah, I can see that. Douche.
So, U.S. gym chain Planet Fitness has its own lunk alarm, a siren that can be activated when lifters get too loud.
Let me just say for the...
which triggers a staff intervention.
Are they a sponsor?
Who?
Planet Fitness.
I don't know, but just assume that they are. I can hear Jeff now.
Well, then I can't. Never mind.
Yeah, just shut up.
That... God. Don't. Never mind. I'm just going to shut
up. Yeah, just shut up.
I'm just going to shut up. It's hard for me.
You can do it.
I can't. All right, never mind. Yeah, the lunk alarm. Good one. Great, great idea.
About a decade ago, a pair of studies found that grunting increased force production in athletes squeezing a hand gripper and performing tennis shots. The latter finding that performance was significantly enhanced by grunting.
Yeah, it makes the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's the same thing anytime you do, you know, martial arts or whatever, how they do like the,
yes.
The yeah!
That's exactly what they just said here. The next paragraph talks about that.
Yeah.
That about it improves your kicking power in martial arts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes a difference. So that's why I said you can't, if you're lifting anything of significant weight, and like I said, if you're just doing like a set of 10, you don't need to, you can be quiet. But if you're doing a hard working set, you absolutely need to let something out because you always when you're actually lifting it. So like when you're coming down with it, that's when you breathe in, and then when you're pushing out, when you're doing the exertion force, that's when you blow it out and you let out some form of.
Yeah. So when you hear somebody do it, it's not the worst thing in the world. They're not trying to be cool. Sometimes it is a thing, but we need to be careful about how often we're doing it.
Well, but this is my point. You can do that. You can, without going, if you're doing that, dude, that is absolutely controllable. You're a dip ass. You want everyone to look at you. You want
what about heavy breathing? Like,
that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, I do that.
That's no big deal. But if you are a yeller, if you're a grunter, you want, all you're doing is you are trying to say, you pay attention to me. Look, and by the way, you're usually not doing anything that anyone needs to pay attention with. If you're Ronnie Coleman, yell lightweight, baby, because you're squatting like 700 pounds and you can do whatever you want. But dude, if you've got 2 1/4 over there in the corner, settle down, cookie. Like, lighten up. You don't need to be doing that.
So the last question they ask here is, why does it work if you grunt? One possible explanation is that grunting triggers the body's autonomic nervous system, responsible for the fight, flight, freeze response that primes us for physical action.
Yeah, I mean it's a proven thing.
Yeah, a little expression of exertion or maybe full bore yelp might simply let your body know that it's okay to take the brakes off and try really hard. Though it's far from proven that this is what is actually happening.
Yep, 100%.
All right.
And someone else saying, what about the gym hype man? Yeah, you're equally as douchey.
The gym what?
The hype man. The guy that when someone's spotting you, come on, baby! Come on!
You got you! One more! One more! You got one more!
Dude, get the F out of here.
Well, what's he supposed to do?
Nothing. Just spot the guy. You don't need to yell at him. Knock it off.
I'm going to start a gym hype man business where I just show up and make you feel so good about your puny weightlifting. I'm going to be like Flava Flav of gyms.
Yeah. Look, I love going to the gym. I love working out. It's a really, really good thing. I think everyone should do it. But it is also one of the most insecure forms of masculinity all under one roof that you will ever see. And it's
sad. Well, that's kind of what I mean, no offense, but that's kind of what I think of. Well, I mean, it is. It's like, it's not necessarily like you know, stay in shape. It's the overly muscular guy or gal that screams insecurity to me. It does.
That's what that is. Most of the time, the people have pretty bad body dysmorphia. The people that go really,
they're
really
like
far.
They're masking something that hurt them deeply. It's just very odd. It's just a very weird thing. Anyway, okay, all right, fine. I'm breaking. We gotta go. We'll be right back on the Fan. All right, coming up next is a great show that I love listening to on my way home from work here at the Fan.
For what, 7 minutes?
Yeah, well, I usually catch their first segment.
There you go.
And then I go about my night. But you should listen to every segment that they do.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Everyone.
I do knew that.
You don't know. You don't know what I do.
I do knew that. It's called Hot Corner. It's a great show. And the guys are standing by. I see them.
and to talk about this big Mariner win.
Yeah. 15-1 they lost.
Stings a little bit.
It's rough.
You beat the hell out of the Mets.
It's like match play, though. It's only one hole.
Exactly.
You can only lose one hole. Except it's just
Astros.
One game.
The Astros look like they're winning.
So enjoy the show. Keep it here. Those guys are next. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.